This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 221. Tipitaka, part 143, in which I will continue reading Mahavagga 1. This is Mahavagga 1, part 14. To those who are brand new to all this, this is the first time you've seen me or any of this behind me. What I'm reading is the Three Baskets of Pre-Sectarian Early Buddhism. You might have heard it referred to as Tripitaka, same thing. Tipitaka is in the Pali language. And so if you would like to start at the very beginning of the Tipitaka with this first book, you can do so by clicking right there. For anyone else who's more specifically interested in Mahavagga, but rather than starting with the 14th episode of Mahavagga, you would like to start with the first episode of Mahavagga, you can click here. And so if you're still here, then I assume that you have no preference and just curious about this video, or you're all caught up. And in which case, I'll pick up right where I left off last time. We're beginning a new section. You might remember the previous section was a little interesting. So we can set all that aside, put that out of our mind for now, and start with a clean slate this new section. Okay. Now at that time, the group of six monks, we remember the group of six monks, right? That's what they look like. By the way, for the people on the audio only, listening to the podcast, I'm talking to the people on YouTube. It's Heathcliff and the gang is what we use to represent the group of six monks. They're naughty. They're famously naughty. Okay. The group of six monks gave guidance to those who were unconscientious. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, guidance should not be given to those who are unconscientious. Whoever should give it to, parentheses, any such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing, end quote. Okay, thank you, group of six monks. That was quick. Now at that time, monks lived under the guidance of those who were unconscientious. These soon also became unconscientious, depraved monks. Tends to happen. A lot of my former students became depraved themselves. Never mind. Okay. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one should not live under the guidance of those who are unconscientious. Whoever should, parentheses, so, end parentheses, live, there is an offense of wrongdoing, end quote. Then it occurred to the monks, quote, it is laid down by the Lord that guidance should not be given to those who are unconscientious, and that one should not live under the guidance of those who are unconscientious. Now, how are we to know who is conscientious or who is unconscientious? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to wait for 4 or 5 days until, parentheses, you can say, end parentheses, quote within quotes, I know what is the nature of the monks, end quote within quotes, end quote. Now at that time, a certain monk was going along a high road in the Kosala country. Then it occurred to that monk, quote, it is laid down by the Lord that one should not live independently. I am in need of guidance, but I am going along a high road. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow a monks, if he is going along a high road and is not receiving guidance, to live independently. End quote. Now at that time, two monks were going along a high road in the Kosala country. They arrived at a certain residence, and there one monk became ill. Then it occurred to that ill monk, quote, "It is laid down by the Lord that one should not live independently. I am in need of guidance, but I am ill." Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow a monk, if he is ill and not receiving guidance, to live independently." End quote. Then it occurred to that monk who was tending the ill one, quote, "It is laid down by the Lord, three dots. I am in need of guidance, but this monk is ill. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me?" End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow a monk, if he is tending an ill one and is not receiving guidance, to live independently, although being requested." And it looks like they forgot to put the end quote. All right. Small mistakes are understandable, even for the Pali Text Society. Thank you, Pali Text Society, for all of these books. I mean, I paid for them. They didn't give them to me for free, but still. Okay. Now at that time, a certain monk was staying in a forest, and there came to be comfort for him in this lodging. Then it occurred to this monk, quote, "It is laid down by the Lord that one should not live independently. I am in need of guidance, but I am staying in a forest, and there comes to be comfort for me in this lodging. Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me?" End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow a monk, if he is a forest dweller and is thinking about abiding in comfort and is not receiving guidance, to live independently, thinking, quote, within quotes, if a suitable giver of guidance comes along, I will live under his guidance," end quote, within quotes, end quote. Interesting. Now at that time, parentheses, a person, end parentheses, wished for ordination from the venerable Kasyapa the Great. Then the venerable Kasyapa the Great sent a message to the venerable Ananda saying, quote, "Let Ananda come. He will proclaim this," parentheses, "person," end parentheses, end quote. The venerable Ananda spoke thus, quote, "I am not able to pronounce the elder's name," parentheses, "for," end parentheses, "the elder is my teacher," end quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, to proclaim merely by clan," parentheses, "name," end parentheses, end quote. Now at that time, two, parentheses, persons, end parentheses, wished for ordination from the venerable Kasyapa the Great. These quarreled, saying, quote, "I will be ordained first. I will be ordained first," end quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, to make two proclamations together," end quote. Now at that time, there were those wishing for ordination from several elders. These quarreled, saying, quote, "I will be ordained first. I will be ordained first," end quote. The elders spoke thus, quote, "Come, your reverences, we are making all the proclamations together," end quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, to make two or three proclamations together if there is one preceptor, but not if there are different preceptors," end quote. Okay. Now at that time, the venerable Kasyapa the boy became ordained 20 years after his conception. Those who are good at math might figure that that would have been when he was 19 years and 3 months old. An odd way to, sorry for the distraction here. It's a very warm in Goa this time of year, and there it is. Okay. Then it occurred to the venerable Kasyapa the boy, quote, "It is laid down," the train says hello. Sorry. "It is laid down by the Lord that an individual who is under 20 years of age should not be ordained, and I am 20 years from my conception. Now, am I ordained or am I not ordained?" End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "When in his mother's womb, the first thought has arisen, the first consciousness appeared. His birth is, parentheses, to be reckoned as, end parentheses, from that time. I allow you, monks, to ordain one who is 20 years of age from his conception." End quote. Interesting. Now at that time, ordained, parentheses, monks, and parentheses, were to be seen who were, parentheses, afflicted by, and parentheses, leprosy, and boils, and eczema, and consumption, and epilepsy. Wow, all of them. Or maybe one of each. Well, we'll see. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, when one is being ordained, to ask him about these things which are stumbling blocks for him. And thus, monks, should he be asked, have you diseases like this, leprosy, boils, eczema, consumption, epilepsy? Are you a human being? Are you a man? Are you a free man? Are you without debts? Are you not in the royal service? Have you your parents' consent? Are you full 20 years of age? Are you complete as to bowl and robes? What is your name? What is the name of your preceptor?" End quote. Now at that time, monks asked those wishing for ordination, but who were not instructed, about the things which are stumbling blocks. Those wishing for ordination were at a loss. They were abashed. They were unable to reply. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, having instructed first, afterwards, to ask about the things which are stumbling blocks," end quote. They instructed just there in the midst of the order. As before, those wishing for ordination were at a loss. They were abashed. They were unable to reply. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "I allow you, monks, having instructed aside, to ask about the things which are stumbling blocks in the midst of the order. And thus, monks, should one be instructed. First, he should be invited to choose a preceptor. Having invited him to choose a preceptor, a bowl and robes should be pointed out to him," parentheses with the words, and parentheses, quote within quotes, "this is a bowl for you. This is an outer cloak. This is an upper robe. This is an inner robe. Go and stand in such and such a place. End quote, then quotes. End quote. Ignorant, inexperienced, parentheses monks, and parentheses instructed them. Those wishing for ordination, but who were not, parentheses properly, and parentheses instructed, were at a loss. They were abashed. They were unable to reply. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one should not be instructed by an ignorant, inexperienced, parentheses, monk, end parentheses. Whoever, parentheses, such, end parentheses, should instruct, there is an offense of wrongdoing. I allow you, monks, to instruct by means of an experienced, competent monk. End quote. Those who were not agreed upon instructed. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one should not be instructed by one who is not agreed upon. Whoever, parentheses, such end parentheses, should instruct, there is an offensive wrongdoing. I allow you, monks, to instruct by means of one who is agreed upon. And thus, monks, should he be agreed upon. Oneself may be agreed upon by oneself, or another may be agreed upon by another. And how is oneself to be agreed upon by oneself? The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order hear me. So-and-so wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. If it seems right to the order, I should instruct so-and-so. End quote within quotes, thus may oneself be agreed upon by oneself. And how is another to be agreed upon by another? The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order hear me. So-and-so wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. If it seems right to the order, so-and-so could instruct so-and-so, end quote the quotes, thus may another be agreed upon by another. The monk who is agreed upon, having approached the one who wishes for ordination, should speak thus to him, quote within quotes, so-and-so. This, wait, did I think I might have skipped a word or two. Listen, right, okay, quote within quotes, listen, so-and-so. This is for you a time for truth, parentheses, speaking, end parentheses. A time for fact, parentheses, speaking, end parentheses. When I am asking you in the midst of the order about what is, you should say, quote within quotes, it is, end quote within quotes. If it is so, you should say, quote within quotes, it is not. End quote within quotes, if it is not so, do not be at a loss, do not be ashamed. Thus, I will ask you, quote within quotes, have you diseases like this? What is your preceptor's name? End quote within quotes, end quote. What is your preceptor's name? It is. Oh, it is Bob. Okay. It is not Sally. Maybe. I'll continue. They arrived together. They should not arrive together. The instructor, having come first, the order should be informed by him saying, quote, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. So-and-so wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. He has been instructed by me. If it seems right to the order, let so-and-so come. End quote. He should be told, quote, come, end quote. Having made him arrange his upper robe over one shoulder, having made him honor the monk's feet, having made him sit down on his haunches, having made him salute with joined palms, he should be made to ask for ordination, saying, quote, honored sirs, I ask the order for ordination. Honored sirs, may the order raise me up out of compassion. And a second time, honored sirs, 3 dots. And a third time, honored sirs, I ask the order for ordination. Honored sirs, may the order raise me up out of compassion. End quote. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote, honored sirs. I feel like I want to point out, because I've heard more than once people say, well, the difference between Theravada and Mahayana is that Mahayana has an emphasis on compassion. This is Theravada. Raise me up out of compassion. Just putting it out there. Okay, I'll continue reading. Without commentary, for now. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This one so-and-so wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. If it seems right to the order, I could ask so-and-so about the things which are stumbling blocks. Listen, so-and-so. This is for you a time for truth, parentheses, speaking, end parentheses. A time for fact, parentheses, speaking, end parentheses. I am asking you about what is. You should say, quote, unquote, it is, end quote, unquote. If it is so, you should say, quote, unquote, it is not, end quote, unquote. If it is not so, have you diseases like this? 3 dots. What is your preceptor's name? Quote. You remember all those questions? Do you have syphilis, etc.? That wasn't one of them. But anyway. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote, honored sirs, let the order hear me. This one, so-and-so, wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. He is quite pure in regard to the things which are stumbling blocks. He is complete as to bowl and robes. So-and-so is asking the order for ordination by means of the preceptor so-and-so. If it seems right to the order, let the order ordain so-and-so by means of the preceptor so-and-so. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order hear me. This one so-and-so wishes for ordination from the venerable so-and-so. He is quite pure in regard to the things which are stumbling blocks. He is complete as to bowl and robes. So-and-so is asking the order for ordination by means of the preceptor so-and-so. The order is ordaining so-and-so by means of the preceptor so-and-so. If the ordination of so-and-so by means of the preceptor so-and-so is pleasing to the venerable ones, let them be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time, I speak forth this matter, 3 dots. And a third time, I speak forth this matter, 3 dots. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. So-and-so is being ordained by the order by means of the preceptor so-and-so. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote. Told is the parentheses formal and parentheses act of ordination. Okay. Read a bit more. The shadow should be measured at once. The length of the season should be explained. The portion of the day should be explained. The formula should be explained. The 4 resources should be explained, parentheses with the words, end parentheses, quote unquote, going forth is on account of meals of scraps, 3 dots, parentheses, the Polytext Society says, as at MV 134, end parentheses. I would say thank you, Polytech Society, but I'm trying to be less sarcastic. Going forth is on account of Meals of Scraps. Is this something we've read before or something we're going to read in the future? These are extra acquisitions: ghee, fresh butter, oil, honey, molasses. Mahavaga 130. Oh, okay. So they must have said it before. Okay, Editor Edward, I'm sorry to give you a task that might not be super easy, but can you find the whatever MV130 is and splice it in here? Going forth on account of Meals of Scraps. In this respect, effort is to be made by you for life. Parentheses, these are parentheses, extra acquisitions. A meal for an order. A meal for a special person. An invitation. Ticket food, parentheses, food given, end parentheses, on a day of the waxing or waning of the moon, on an observance day, on the day after an observance day, that going forth is on account of rag robes. In this respect, effort is to be made by you for life. Parentheses, these are, end parentheses, extra acquisitions. Parentheses, robes made of, parentheses, and parentheses, linen, cotton, silk, wood, ouch, robes made of wood, coarse hemp, canvas, that going forth is on account of a lodging at the root of a tree. In this respect, effort is to be made by you for life. Parentheses, these are, and parentheses, extra acquisitions. A dwelling place, a curved house, a long house, a mansion, a cave. That going forth is on account of ammonia as a medicine. In this respect, effort is to be made by you for life. Parentheses, these are, and parentheses, extra acquisitions, ghee, fresh butter, oil, honey, molasses. Okay. Thank you for filling in that gap that the Polytech Society left. All right. Told are the four resources. And told is the recital for today. Told is Buddhist Books Podcast episode 221. Next one will be 222. That's three twos. That's pretty cool. That only happens about every 111 episodes or so, right? Okay. That was information about the original Sangha. No denying that. It wasn't too offensive to our modern sensibilities. And it wasn't very enlightening, but it was part of the Vinaya Pitaka, and so therefore we read it, because that's what we do on Buddhist Books Podcast. Okay, I hope everybody's having a wonderful week and a wonderful month, a wonderful summer. If not, I hope that it gets better. I'll go ahead and perform the closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.